This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the physical and spiritual adornment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the physical and spiritual adornment in the Islamic lifestyle. In the Islamic lifestyle, obviously, when we want to have an Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to adorn ourselves physically and spiritually. Now, when we talk about the physical adornment, there are specific things which are very much emphasized in the Islamic teachings. Number one is to be in the state of wudu, or having a ghusl, bath. And you know that there are different types of bathing. For example, the ghusl of the day of Jum'ah. There are other ghusl in order to keep ourselves clean. And one of the conditions of entering the prayer or performing the daily prayers is to be in the state of purification, in the state where we wash our hands, our mouth. What does it mean? It means like we are cleaning ourselves, we are adorning ourselves, we try to beautify ourselves. On the other hand, it is said that a mu'min or believer must have the clean clothes on him with the light colors like the white color or the green color. So these are the colors that we need to use in clothing, the light color clothing and not the dark ones. And then after that, what we see is to use perfume, to put on a good perfume. It is also recommended in the Islamic teachings when it talks about the physical appearance, physical adornment, and also to use a mirror. Now, having a mirror with myself, carrying a mirror and keeping myself clean and neat and clean, it is necessary in the Islamic teachings. And that's what we see, that in different narrations, these are the things that are the most, we can say, emphasized in the Islamic teachings. Therefore, it is necessary to have these things in our life and to teach this to our kids, so that when they are raised, inshallah, we raise them with the physical adornment. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the physical and spiritual adornment in the Islamic lifestyle. For the physical adornment, we gave some examples that is being emphasized in the Islamic teachings. But on the other hand, when we talk about adornment, when we talk about titivation, Islam gives importance to the spiritual adornment as well. The spiritual adornment is that we need to have a good manners. We must deal with people with good manners. We must be having a good ethics, inshallah. And whereas we have the good appearance, on the other hand, we should have the good spirituality as well. And it is said by Imam Ali alayhi salam, al-jamalu al-zahiru husnu al-sura, that the beauty of the apparent beauty is that you look good, you are having good clothes, your hairs are combed, you look good, you have a good appearance. And that is the zahir, that is the apparent. Wal jamalul batil, and the spiritual beauty is that husnu sarira, that we have a good sira. Sira is a lifestyle, that when we talk to people, we talk in a good way. When we give advice to the people, we give the best advice. We do not backbite people. We do not lie. We do not show jealousy to the people for what we do not have. So therefore, it is necessary to have the purification of the hearts in order to have the spiritual adornment. And this spiritual adornment comes with the purification. The more purified someone is, the more adorned himself spiritually more if he has this purification, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.